From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nicole Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The genuine victory of the occasion of Idul Fitri this year is shielding beloved people from the spread of COVID-19, according to Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, as quoted by Antara. The minister remarked, while delivering an online Idul Fitri message from Jakarta on Thursday, that Idul Fitri is the day of victory for Muslims after fasting for a month. However, Idul Fitri this time was different for Muslims on account of the homecoming trip ban. To keep in touch with their families in villages, the minister suggested that the people utilize communication technology apparatuses as part of the efforts to uphold silaturahim. The number of Indonesians receiving their second dose of the coronavirus vaccine rose by 11,292 on Thursday, taking the tally of fully vaccinated recipients to 8,919,557, according to the Task Force for COVID-19 Handling, as reported by Antara. Meanwhile, the number of people receiving their first COVID-19 jab increased by 17,230 on Thursday, taking the total count to 13,695,553. The Indonesian government is aiming to inoculate more than 40 million people against COVID-19 in the first and second phases of the vaccination program. Altogether, the government is planning to vaccinate 181.5 million citizens under the national program to create herd immunity against the virus. House Member Sukamta reminded the government, particularly the Defense Ministry, Defense Forces TNI, Strategic Intelligence Agency VICE, and related stakeholders to be wary of the intentions of Chinese warships trespassing into the Indonesian waters lately. Indonesian House of Representatives DPRRI Commission 1 Member Sukamta drew attention to several relevant incidents pertaining to Indonesia's maritime security and data, owing to which vigilance must be stepped up in any situation. Sukamta also drew attention to the joint naval warships exercise between the Indonesian Navy and the Chinese Navy. The member highlighted the importance of joint exercise to bolster mutual understanding and communication between countries, though inquisitorial whether the warship exercise would provide understanding when each party is later tasked with guarding the country's maritime border. CoronaVac vaccine made by Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac has been 98% effective in reducing the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 among health workers in Jakarta, according to a study released by Health Ministry on Wednesday as quoted by the Jakarta Globe. The result provided Indonesia with real-world proof that the government hoped would erase any doubt about vaccination as the most populous country in Southeast Asia's country to struggles to keep up with its schedule to vaccine 181 million people by March next year. The study evaluated COVID-19 data between January 13, when the vaccination first started in Indonesia, and March 18, tracking more than 128,000 health workers who had not suffered from the disease before the study period. In other words, the death rate dropped from 66 in 10,000 people to just 1 after 2 doses of vaccination, a decline of 98%, a number epidemiologists refer to as the vaccine effectiveness. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, on Thursday advised that fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks outdoors and can avoid wearing them indoors in most places. Updated guidance, the agency said, will allow life to begin to return to normal. The CDC also said fully vaccinated people will not need to physically distance in most places. The agency also hopes the guidance will prod more Americans to get vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the new guidance, just 2 weeks after its most recent update, was based on the sharp reductions in cases, expansions of vaccine to younger people, and vaccine efficacy against coronavirus variants. The CDC had faced criticism, even from public health officials, that it has been too cautious in its guidance. Critics have said people need to see more benefits of getting vaccinated in terms of returning to normal activities. Japan declares a state of emergency in 3 more prefectures hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. Economy Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura said on Friday, in a surprise move reflecting growing concerns about the virus spread, Hokkaido, Okayama and Hiroshima will on Sunday join Tokyo, Osaka and 4 other prefectures under a state of emergency until May 31st, said Nishimura, who is also in charge of coronavirus countermeasures. The government had originally proposed a more targeted quasi-emergencies declaration for 5 additional prefectures. The rising state of emergency declaration comes as Japan grapples with a surge of a more infectious strain of COVID-19 just 10 weeks before the Tokyo Olympics are due to start. Experts say medical resources are being pushed to the brink, while Japan's vaccination drive has been the slowest among advanced nations, with just 3% of the population vaccinated. The UN Security Council will hold a virtual public meeting on Sunday, May 16, to address the soaring violence between Israel and the Palestinians, diplomats said on Thursday. The United States, which had blocked an originally scheduled Friday session and proposed a meeting early next week, agreed to move the session, requested by Tunisia, Norway and China, to Sunday, the same sources said. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, asked about the scrapping of Friday's session, had said the United States was not blocking a meeting with wanted to hold it later. The United States, Israel's key ally, has defended the Jewish state's deadly offensive in response to rocket fire from Palestinian movement Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. Security Council session, held by video conference due to the pandemic, requires support of all 15 members. That was the news. Ramadan, which is a holy month for Muslims around the world and this year, falls from April 13 to May 13, closes with escalating conflicts between Israel and Palestine. Bloody clashes took place at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, Jerusalem, on Friday evening local time, after Israeli police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades at Palestinians armed with stones. This incident is related to the threat of expulsions of Palestinians from their territory, which is claimed by the Israeli shelters. The situation in Jerusalem has heated up following clashes between Palestinian residents and Israeli security forces in recent days. The clashes were triggered by a police blockade of places where residents gathered after fasting, which is an obligation of Muslims to be carried out every day during the month of Ramadan. In addition, Israel also threatened to expel dozens of Palestinians in the Sheikh Jarrah area. Referring to history, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, especially in relation to the Sheikh Jarrah area in East Jerusalem, began when 28 Palestinian families who were expelled by Israel from their hometowns in 1948 settled in that neighborhood. The expulsion is widely known as the Nakba or disaster, which resulted in hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fleeing their homes. Various tug-of-war processes continue between Israel and Palestinians regarding the Sheikh Jarrah area. However, what is in the world spotlights is the violence that often occurred to the point of casualties. Since Friday last week, Israeli forces have continued to launch relentless attacks and injured hundreds of Palestinians praying at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site for Muslims, as well as Sheikh Jarrah in settlement in the east of Jerusalem. This has certainly sparked global concerns that the unrest could spread further. The violence around the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex, which was generally at night, was declared the worst violence since 2017. It is hoped that the Organization for Islamic Cooperation Countries, OIC, as well as the United Nations, can act immediately to find the best solution for resolving the open conflict between Israel and Palestine, which is feared to worsen. The most important thing to do now is to stop acts of violence of both sides, because the most disadvantaged and often become victims are civilians, especially women and children. Hopefully, peace in this region can be achieved sooner.
Welcome back to Today in History. I begin with a history on May 15. It's celebrated as the day of Korps Mahajaya Regiment. Commander of Military Region 5, Greater Jakarta, Colonel Umar Wirahadi Kusuma, as ruler of the Greater Jakarta area and surrounding areas, issued a decree number 062 of 1962 on ratification of the establishment of the Mahajaya Regiment on May 15, 1962. The inauguration of the regiment was carried out by the Army Chief of Staff, General Abdul Haris Nasution, on May 20, 1962. Mahajaya Regiment, which means the Student Regiment of Greater Jakarta and its surroundings, or known as MENWA, was one of a number of civilian forces to defend the country. MENWA was born in colleges as a manifestation of the Universal People's Defense and Security System. The MENWA consists of students who concerning to defend the country. Next, we turn to a history occurred on May 15, 1972. Okinawa officially returns to Japan. Until the Japanese regained their sovereignty from the Allies in 1952, Okinawa remained under American occupation. America is trying to become the sole ruler of Okinawa. With the development of Japan's economy and politics, finally, the Okinawa issue became the main topic of discussion between the two leaders. In November 1987, Japanese Prime Minister Sato Eisaku and U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson agreed to return Okinawa for a period of 3 years. And on May 15, 1972, Okinawa officially returned to Japan. We end with a story on May 15, 2010, Jessica Watson ended her world tour. Jessica Watson, who was born in Budarim, north of Brisbane, Queensland, sailed away from Sydney on October 18, 2009. The 17-year-old sails across the South Pacific to Cape Horn in South America, then sails the Atlantic Ocean to South Africa. He crossed the Indian Ocean and sailed southern Australia. After 7 months of sailing the ocean, Jessica Watson finally completed her world tour on May 15, 2010. Jessica Watson became the youngest person who sailed endlessly alone around the world. That was Today in History.
Pertama kali berjumpa, sepertinya biasa saja. Tapi ku mulai curiga. Karena kamu, hati selalu rindu, ingin bersamamu. Apakah kau mau jadi kekasihku? Hati ini menggebu karena kamu. Oh, apa ku salah menyangka?
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Speaker of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, DPDRI, A.A. Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, inaugurated the operational of Warung Koperasi Digital Indonesia, or KDI Nusantara, or Nusantara Indonesian Digital Cooperative Stores, in a bid to support the micro small medium businesses, MSMEs, and small medium industries, MSI. In an official statement in Jakarta on Monday, he said the COVID-19 pandemic has hit many levels of economic sectors, including the micro small medium businesses. This is very different from the 1998 crisis. At that time, the MSMEs survived because only one crisis happened. Lanyala further affirmed that moving the MSME sector is crucial. He also perceived that one way that can be taken in this condition is by utilizing digitalization. He said the world is experiencing the disruption era. All countries are forced to accelerate the use of technology and to change the way of life, the way to interact, including the transaction process in businesses. He affirmed business being initiated purely by Indonesians, the Nusantara KDI store is oriented in boosting the MSMEs and MSI. The economic movement is marked by people's purchase that will affect the running of the production sector. Moreover, if the Nusantara KDI store's focuses on staple foods, agriculture will also move. Lanyala added that if the production sector is moving, the gross domestic products or GDP will grow. This is identical to economic growth and equivalent to both regional and central government revenue. This will bring about regional fiscal increase. Therefore, Lanyala appreciated the Nusantara KDI stores that has hundreds of branches spread across some provinces of Indonesia with tens of thousands of members. Lanyala said the Nusantara KDI store should be supported by the government through related ministries or institutions.
Stand. penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
This Indonesian Wonder will introduce you to Madu Mongso Culinary. For the people of Blitar East Java, Idul Fitri is not complete without serving Madu Mongso cakes. This coarse textured snack with black sticky rice grains is a typical dish during Idul Fitri. The taste is sour mixed with sweet and colorful packaging that makes this culinary being liked by many people. Madu Mongso comes from the word Madu Rumongso, which tastes like honey. This food is sweet like honey because it is made from black sticky rice mixed with sugar. While the sour taste comes from the addition of pineapple in the Madu Mongso mixture. The process of making Madu Mongso is quite complicated and it requires special skills. It takes 2 days to create a sweet taste with sour one. It starts with cooking black glutinous rice into rice. Then, the glutinous rice is processed with tape yeast through fermentation for 2 days. Then the mixture is added with coconut sugar and it is cooked on a stove for 7 hours. After the dough making process is complete, the dough, which has turned dark black, is left for 1 day. Then it is cut into pieces to match the packaging. The uniqueness of these culinary delights is in the packaging. Madu Mongso dough is packaged in colorful oil paper. Even some packs it with additional gold ribbons. Besides being present at Idul Fitri celebration, this dish is also usually present at important events such as weddings, proposals, or celebrations.
Thank you. yanglah kita hadapi bersama. Beribu suka dan duka mewarnai cerita kita. Kilauan pelu dan air mata membakar api yang membara. Kita
still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
CNN again released a list of the 50 best foods in the world in April 2021. On that list, rendang is at number 11. CNN writes, "Tasting rendang when it comes out of the kitchen will make your stomach go haywire in a positive sense, but many people think it would be better if it is left alone overnight." Besides rendang, there are 59 other best foods that comes from various countries, from Malaysia, Thailand, to the United States. In its article, CNN briefly writes about The ingredients and the process of making this sweet and spicy dish. CNN explained, rendang is slow-cooked beef. It is mixed with coconut milk and spices such as lemongrass, galangal, garlic, turmeric, ginger, and chili. Furthermore, rendang is cooked for several hours until the meat is tender and delicious. This Minangkabau specialty is quite easy to find outside West Sumatra and can even be found abroad. Rendang is widely used as a food of choice for families to eat during celebrations such as Idul Fitri and Idul Adha. Previously, rendang won the ranking of the most delicious food by CNN 2017. Besides rendang from Indonesia, CNN also includes 49 of its best food versions from various other countries, including donuts from the United States, croissant from France, and lasagna from Italy. That was miscellany. Listeners, for today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Riau entitled Cinta Dulu, Cinta Sekarang, to be sung by Habib, Roger Kajol, and Butong Olala. The song tells about the differences between young men and girls when making love in the past and at present. It is said that in the past, young men and women who were in love always blushed when they met. It's different with today's youth. Young men and women who are in love are always holding hands in a crowd. This doesn't characterize the culture of the Malay people. Here is the original song of Riau entitled Cinta Dulu Cinta Sekarang, sung by Alvin Habib, Roger Kaljol, and Butong Olala. Happy listening.
Pun tak tahu tegak berdiri tersipu-sipu seram sejuk kaku membisu sejak kecil sudah diasuh pantang larang dipegang teguh mulia sungguh cinta dulu adat bersam budaya Melayu. Sekarang sudah terlupa pantang larang. Cinta zaman sekarang tidak layak ramai dia pegang-pegang. Bila ditegur dia meradang, harimau hendak menerkam. Maruah bangsa sudah terancam. Dalam perbuatan segintir orang hidup penuh berpoya-poya. Kalau kawin pun tak bakal lama. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Makanlah sirih jadi budaya. Aduhailah saya.
Sudah tradisi adat Melayu. Untuk menghibur
of Indonesia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. And Instagram account @voice.of.indonesia. or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.